Close your eyes, just picture the scene as I paint it for you. It was World War II when this man named Kenji woke up. Ken was not a soldier. He was just a man with a family who owned a store in LA. That day, he crawled out of bed like he always did, bacon and eggs with wife and kids. He lived on the second floor of a little store he ran. He moved to LA from Japan, they called him immigrant. In Japanese, he'd say he was called Issei. That meant first generation in the United States, when everybody was afraid of the Germans, afraid of the Japs, but most of all afraid of a homeland attack. And that morning, when Ken went out on the doormat, his world went black, cause right there, front page news, 3 weeks before 1942, Pearl Harbor's been bombed and the Japs are coming. Pictures of soldiers dying and running. Ken knew what it would lead to, just like he guessed. The president said the evil Japanese in our home country would be locked away. They gave Ken a couple of days to get his whole life packed in two bags. Just two bags, couldn't even pack his clothes. Some folks didn't even have a suitcase to pack anything in, so two trash bags is all they gave them. And when the kids asked Mom, where are we going, nobody even knew what to say to them. Ken didn't want to lie, he said the US is looking for spies, so we have to live in a place called Mandanar, where a lot of Japanese people are. Stop it, don't look at the gunmen. You don't want to get your soldiers wondering if you're gonna run or not, cause if you run then you might get shot. Other than that, try not to think about it, try not to worry about it being so crowded. But someday we'll get out, someday, someday.
As soon as war broke out, so the FBI came and they just come to the house and you have to come. All the Japanese have to go. They took Mr. Nee, that people couldn't understand why they had to take him, because he's an innocent laborer.
So now they're in a town with soldiers surrounding them. Every day, every night, look down at them. From watchtowers up on the wall, Ken couldn't really hate them at all. They were just doing the job.